Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Well, there is PR security, and then there is dealing with Kennedy Todd Williams' team. My goodness, I thought I was busy. This lady right here has got a lot going on. One of the starting forwards, guards, one of the great playmakers for Ole Miss. One of my dear friends that I've gotten to know through the years because I love following her game. Kennedy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Debbie. So much for your support that you've shown me, you know, all throughout my career. And, you know, as a respected, you know, Hall of Famer, it's really inspiring. And so I know you've always showed me, you know, respect, you know, my talents and, yeah, show me love. So thank you so much for having me.
KTW, baby, the product's the narrative. And when the product's good, it's my job to share it. You know, there's a lot of discussion right now, today, happening in the NBA about what is the role of an analyst? You know, what is our job? How are we supposed to present the game? What's important? When you're watching a game or listening to a game, how much do you factor in who's actually calling the game and do you even care?
That's big. I mean, you know, you have, you know, one of the greats just in general calling those games, you know, seeing true, you know, talent and calling the game because they played or, you know, they, you know, have, you know, I mean, just –
they have this right here.
Like, exactly. They have love for the game. Exactly. And so they tell it, they tell it how they see it. And so, you know, watching the games back, you're able to hear exactly what they're saying. And you know, it's they have love for the game, honestly. So
you have, as a high school player, the top player in the state of North Carolina, spent some time at UNC. I've seen you in multiple places, not actually on the court since then, but I have followed your game because kids from North Carolina just got to follow kids from North Carolina, yeah. Right? So let's talk about your journey at Ole Miss and how things are going. Your team is positioned to be, I think, possibly a top 16 seed. I mean, you're still right there knocking on the door. You got a big game coming up. You're right there with the metrics, and I know you follow that stuff.
Yes.
I just know inherently you follow it because you're a student of the game. Tell me what's going on, how the season's going, and where you fit in this great big puzzle of
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I think, you know, we had some, you know, highs, some lows. You know, we're knocking, like you said, we're knocking on the door. And so just peeking at the right time, you know, March is coming up. And so we know we deserve to, you know, be a top 16 seed, top 8 seed. And so we just have to, you know, just put the pieces together, especially right now. You know, we've had some really good wins, you know, some losses, but at the end of the day, it's all about the lessons that you've learned. And so you just got to continue to just find a way. We have a big one on Sunday. And so it's just about, you know, one game at a time, doing what you need to do, following the game plan and just, you know, leaving it all out on the court. You know, especially, you know, the end of the season, you have to. And so that's when your best basketball has to come to play.
Yeah. I looked at your numbers last night in preparation for my game last night, which was not an SEC game. It was an ACC game because the top 16 reveal came out.
Yeah.
And one of the questions my producer asked me is, who is on the outside looking in? And I have Ole Miss and Alabama on my list. And so Alabama took care of business last night. They beat LSU. You've got LSU coming up next.
Yeah.
There's a sense of urgency around seniors this time of year. Tell me what that focus feels like, and is it different?
It is very different. The must wins, you know, you got to take care of those. You got to be intentional. This is your last ride, so you have to, you know, go out and, you know, fight, you know, for what you want. You know, if you want to compete, you know, throughout March, you know, you have to be able to, you know, put these games together, be intentional about, you know, what we need to focus on. And so there is a level of urgency, and it takes, you know, all seniors to do that. And so it can't just be one or two, you know, it has to be the whole group, and it has to be the whole, you know, the whole team. So I think, it's really big right now. So, and it's crunch time.
I think you have a veteran team with great point guard play with KK and then Madison Scott, who's one of the top players. And you just have a lot of holes that you have plugged over the years as you've built this to this point. So as you're prepping for the finals regular season game and into the SEC tournament, knowing that you're going to play in the NCAA, how do you make sure everybody stays on the same page as a leader?
One day at a time, winning the day, you know, in practices, game prep, mental focus, you know, so doing all those things leading up to our games is going to be huge. And just having fun and, like I said, just leaving it all out there on the court. You know, this is, like I said, this is our last ride. So, you know, we have to just do what we do. And we've been playing. We have a lot, like you said, we have a lot of vets. And so, you know, just taking in all of our experiences and, you know, leaving it all on the court and, you know, just helping others come along. So, yeah, I think that's going to be really huge for us.
So I have known Coach Yeo for a long time. I knew her as an assistant in many different stops, her first head coaching job at Jacksonville. And I want to tell you a story about Coach Yeo that I think defines our relationship. We were at the Final Four. It was a very early morning after a late night for me. I don't know about her, but I'm out late.
Right.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee on my way to speak in Columbus at a bunch of event operators. It was a friend of mine runs this Columbus Sports Commission. She asked me if I would speak to the group, and in line was Coach Yeo. I bought her coffee and I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Come with me. You're going to speak with me. We're going to do it together." She said, "What are we speaking about?" I said, "I don't know. We're going to get in there and we'll do it when we get in there." And she said, "Okay," because she trusted. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know what we were going to do, but we go in there and the two of us, we start yakking it up, right? Cutting it up, chopping it up with this group of people. And basically, I learned in that moment what a great leader she is, what vision she has, how much she cares. And when you align yourself with people like that, and I instinctively knew that about her because I had seen her and watched her work. I heard her voice in the gym. I knew a lot of things about her. I was drawn to her because of that. But then since then, there's something special about her. Tell me what it is that you see that is special about Coach Yeo.
Yeah, I just think, you know, her passion and the fire that she brings to this game. Not only does she, you know, care about winning, but she also cares about the people that are around her that, you know, are a part of her journey as well. And so I think she really does do a good job at just embracing everyone's journey. And, you know, she has a story herself, you know, coming from the Bahamas. And so, you know, her drive really inspires others. And so, you know, like I said, she's very passionate, but she's passionate because she cares and she, you know, she really wants to win in life and, you know, win for, you know, everyone, you know, around her. So I think that's really huge as a leader and just building those relationships with, you know, everyone that she's come across. So
everyone talks about athletics right now as transactional, right? Yeah. One year here, one year there, how much money you get, whatever the deal is, et cetera. However, 25 years from now, you know, you got a place that you're going to be able to call home and it's going to be wherever Coach Yeo is.
Yeah.
Right. How much does that make you feel safe and secure about where you're going next, no matter where it is that you go?
Yeah, I know she's, you know, one phone call away. Like you said, I can call this place my home. I can call Coach Yeo, you know, anytime, anywhere that I'm at. And, you know, she's given me some life lesson skills to take with mm-hmm. me. I've learned a lot through her and throughout my experience. But yeah, no, she's going to be right there. I just know it. So
you're not just a leader on this team. You're a leader in the world of college basketball and student athlete vision, opportunity to speak, to use your voice and your platform. Tell everyone what you're doing, what committees you're on, and how you're helping shape what comes next.
Yeah. So I'm on the student athlete advisory committee, for the SEC, but also, you know, working with the NCAA. I've been in, you know, multiple meetings, you know, in Indianapolis at the headquarters, been getting on calls, was at the SEC spring meetings. And so just being involved in what's going on throughout the camp, throughout, you know, the universities and campuses And so just being able to take that and learn from it, but also share the knowledge that I'm gaining from those meetings and bringing it back to my campus and, you know, just sharing what's been going on. And so I think it's really huge to know what is going on. And I mean, just to be surrounded by so many great leaders, you learn from that. And so I can definitely, you know, take away throughout my whole college experience, like, you know, how many relationships that I built. You know, it's not really necessarily about the people that you meet. You have to build and maintain a relationship with them. And so, just, you know, really being involved. And I think that's been huge for me.
What is your charge on these committees? Because there's a lot of coaches and players that are watching and listening. There's a lot of people in the public that are trying to understand what's coming next in the landscape in our game. What do you guys, if you're allowed, to tell us what you talk about and what you're trying to shape next?
Yeah, updates that, you know, have gone across, you know, the NCAA, you know, obviously you have, legislative being passed with,
Are we going to get the fifth year?
That is in works. We're in the talks of that. We're talking about that, talking about, you know, managers or practice players being, you know, able to travel and whatnot. And, you know, just, you know, all the new updates that are coming out. I don't know if I can really speak on all of them, but
I'm hoping for the fifth year, and I hope that we can keep the scout teams intact because I definitely think it helps our game.
Absolutely. So, I agree.
So you're in the room saying this has made me better.
Yes,
both of these things that will make me better. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's about, right? We're trying to make it better for the people that come after us.
Exactly.
Right? And that's got some power to it. It also has some responsibility to it, and it could have some pressure to it. You know, like it's not always easy to be in conversations where there could be conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're having
transfer rules as well, sorry, I forgot to mention that transfer, the credits and stuff like that. I think that's been huge as well.
So. Yeah. We need people to graduate. So get jobs, right?
Exactly.
I mean, ultimately as a mom of three boys, I want them to have jobs when they graduate from college, you know? Yeah. So, there is that part of it. No matter how you get to graduation, whatever it is that you get to, you gotta have a job because you gotta be a part of the community.
Exactly.
You gotta support. You gotta be a contributing part of society, right? How have you used your platform to advance some of the conversations that we're having right now about decisions around the game?
Using my platform, like I said, just communicating with other athletes on what's going on. I think that's really huge because not many people know, you know, the talks and what our needs are, you know, ultimately, like, you know, we are the students, you know, we are the athletes. And, you know, we see what's going on and, you know, so I think just, you know, like I said, just having a clear, open communication with individuals, and, you know, being an outlet, you know, for anybody that's, you know, going through something at their schools. And so,
So you're a conduit, very much like a politician. You've been voted into office and you're representing your constituents, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, women's basketball, you know, in particular.
Yeah. That's amazing, right? Like that during your time since you've been in college, when you first went to college, I don't think athletes had a voice in any say.
No.
And now you're a part of a growing trend where athletes do have a voice. What have you seen change in the administrations around the country because of it?
Hearing us out.
I think that's a
huge step, you know, in the right direction. But hearing us out and putting us in those meetings where we can actually talk and, you know, talk about the things that we're going through. I would say that's the biggest one for me.
KTW, you've been around the game a long time, even though you're young, because I see you in spaces around the W and other places. Yeah. I know how much you love it. When your playing days are over, what do you want to do? What's your degree in? What are your plans? Because you've got an incredible resume and you've worked hard to build a resume. So you have something when you graduate.
Yes. I have a business degree now. Just graduated this past December. And I want to have my own business. I also want to work in agencies, you know, helping others, and yeah, working, you know, in media campaigns.
Do you have graphic capability? Do you have creative
content? I do have some creative.
You probably got a good little following on.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to like blow up the internet with this interview, right? That's probably going to happen. Isn't it?
Yes.
When you look back at what you've been able to be a part of, from entering college, transferring, being a part of the student advisory committee, helping evolve our game, change, you know, what are the things that you want to leave as your legacy, as someone that at the very beginning, because when we look back 20 years from now, we're going to go, you were a part of a very important time in the landscape of college sports. What do you want it to look like?
To say that I have grown the game in a very positive way, to be able to say that I am, I'm a great person. I think that's something that, you know, sticks with me, from, you know, since I was at Carolina to, you know, now, and just being a really good person, someone that loves the game, someone that, you know, inspires others and, really uses their voice in, you know, spaces where, you know, and being confident in who I am as a person and a player. Just being able to grow the game is what, you know, I really want to focus on and being involved. So, yeah.
JTW, Kennedy Todd Williams, you're doing all of those things. So you're just checking it off. Check, check, check as you go through. I am proud to know you. I'm inspired by our conversation. I'm glad that we have good young people that care about not just themselves, but care about the game as a whole, because I do believe giving is a skill. And it's something that you definitely have a good handle on. So thank you for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you.
Fun. All right. Finish strong now. Have fun. I'll be watching and maybe I'll see you somewhere along the way.
Absolutely. I hope so too.
Kennedy Todd Williams, Ole Miss, one of the starting guards on Yolette McEwen's team and a rising star in the media and in a leadership position after she's finished with college. Thank you, KTW.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.